Hello. Welcome once again to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we just want to welcome you back again. We want to thank you for joining us. And we want to thank the Heavenly Father and our earthly mother and Messiah for giving us another day to give you another wonderful show that we're going to have today. And we hope that we can reach out to our brethren. And when I speak of brethren, I speak of the 12 tribes of Israel, which is we consider as nomadic brothers, Gnostic brothers that's seeking the light. You know, you have three different of brethren. You have Gnostic brother, which is pneumatic brother, and you have soul realm brother, which is brethren that has one foot in the kingdom and one foot out of the kingdom. And then you got beast kingdom people that have nothing or that don't want nothing to do with neither soul realm or spiritual things. But us, we are seeking our nation, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, which is Gnostic brothers that's seeking the light.
Right.
So, but I want to do something a little different before I, you know, start our program. I want to talk about something, and I will get into our program, but I want to talk about, it was a lot of very, very important things that happened last week in my life, and also with our nation and with Light Brethren. Well, first we had what we call the Day of Atonement, which I pray that all you brothers and sisters kept the Day of Atonement. And the reason I'm going into this is because I had something very interesting. Now, I like to give just honor and glory and praise to the Heavenly Father and Messiah, you know, just for letting me tell this before we go into our show. And I'm going to make this quick. I'm not going to drag this out. But I had a situation with my son. My son had got arrested for straw purchase. And if you know what straw purchase is, it's purchasing a gun and then selling it illegal to somebody else. And when that occurred, it crushed me. I was hurt. So immediately I dropped to my knees and started praying to the Heavenly Father, you know, to give me strength and to help my son to get out of this situation. So after that, you know, I let my brothers know at the prayer meeting. And, you know, I just have to say I thank the Eternal Heavenly Father for giving me brothers like Brother Yaikwa, Brother Deer, and all our brothers and sisters in the room with us. Because through their prayers, a lot of things happened. And I'm going to just go back one more thing. Actually, I was on the phone talking to my son while he was in prison. And out of nowhere, Brother Yaikwab gave me a call. And that was the Heavenly Father, because I don't believe in no coincidence. And it was one of the best things that ever happened at that day for me and my son. Now, I had spoke to my son prior about the Day of Atonement, but he didn't kind of remember it. And he was going through a lot. But what the brother did, Yaikwab had actually drilled it home, hit the hammer with the nail and brought it home. And what I mean by that, he spoke to my son about the Day of Atonement, and he told him, while you in there, keep the Day of Atonement. And my son, you know, listened to him, and it's amazing. It's amazing to me, brother dear, because he listened to you and Yaikwab almost more than he listened to me.
Right. Right.
So it's beautiful.
Right. Because we confirmation.
Right. Right.
So he basically just listened
right
to the confirmation.
Right.
So which is what we all do.
Mm-hmm.
We hear something
mm-hmm.
and we want confirmation. So we listen to that confirmation closely.
Right. So to make a long story short, so my son went in, he was, you know, encouraged, and you know, thanks to my brother Yaikwab speaking to him, and it was very encouraging, and he kept it. He kept it. Mind you, he had a federal case. They gave him $150,000 bail with no 10%. You see, so he was strictly in the Heavenly Father's hand. Only the Heavenly Father Messiah could help him. So within a couple days, I get a phone call. Dad, I'm going to court about the case. I said, did you pray? I said, yeah. He said, also, Dad, I kept the Day of Atonement.
Right.
So by him keeping the Day of Atonement, the next day, he calls me. Dad, I am free. I said, all praise to the Heavenly Father Messiah. He was free. You see, I'm just telling you this, you know, to let you know that the Heavenly Father and Messiah is real, and they hear our prayers. You know, they really hear our prayers.
Yes, they do.
And I thank you, brothers, and I thank you, sisters, and I thank y'all, Quab, you know, that the Heavenly Father has put y'all in my life. And it's to help me and also to encourage me to continue to keep on. So I thank you, brothers. And I'm going to end it there. Now, I want to get into our topic. And our topic today is transitioning from tail to head. Again, transitioning from the tail to head. And I like to also always start out with a scripture. You see, in the scripture that came to my mind was Deuteronomy 28:13. Oh, before I get into that, I want to let you know something else. Before we get into that, I want you to know, yes, we have an Upper Room, Israelite.com, and we have several different ministries in our Upper Room, Israelite.com, which is UPPERROOM. Israelite.com. We have a food ministry, a prayer ministry, a fishing for men ministry. We have several different ministries. So if you go into the upperroom.com, you can see all the several different ministries that we have. Also, our brother Yaquab also does videos on Tuesdays at 8. Well, excuse me, it's Tuesdays. I believe it's 6 o'clock Eastern time. And it's 3 o'clock Pacific time. And that's on Tuesdays. And also he does also a Blog Talk Radio show like we're doing on Wednesdays and Fridays. It's 11 o'clock Pacific time and 8 o'clock Eastern time. And that's on Wednesdays and Fridays. Okay. And also our brother Adair does a video too that's with me now. He does his video on Saturday night, but more likely you can see him on Sunday morning, sometime Sunday morning or Saturday late night. Okay, being though all that said, let's get back to the topic, transition from tail to head. And like I said, the scripture that came to my mind was Deuteronomy 28:13, and that reads, "And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I commanded thee this day to observe and to do them." And the reason I picked that topic is because there is going to be a transition. There is going to be a transition for our nation and our people.
Right.
You see, we are right now the tail, but we will go and advance to the head. You know, the Heavenly Father said it. So knowing that, you just don't transition to the head to the tail. There's specific things that as a nation we have to do to transition from the head to the tail. You see what I'm saying, brother? There are certain things that the Heavenly Father Messiah asks us, well, command us to do. You know, another scripture that comes to my head is Ephesians 4:24, and it says, "Put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness." You see, so he's telling us to put on this new man. That's part of a transition, you know. Changing your personality, putting on the new personality of righteousness and trueness of holiness, showing that, okay, there are steps to this transition. You see what I'm saying, Brother Adir?
Right.
And these are just one of the things of us transitioning from, you know, transitioning from one, from the head, from the tail to the head, you know. And I hope that, you know, as a nation that we get in the understanding of this, because it's a process,
right.
You
right.
see.
Right. And I'm going to read something, how the eternal Heavenly Father, how he talks specifically to light brethren, because he make clear that we, well, he make clear first that he says nobody else know him but the ones who he has called,
mm-hmm.
which are the elect. Now, I'm in the Colvin Bible, and I'm in the book of Gleaming, and I'm in chapter 15, and I'm going to read at the bottom of 39. And it says, yet man had within them a great sense, which can know me, but it lies dormant in the mass of man. It say, I am the eternal creator of all, of man's heart. It say, the consciousness of all living things. It say, I am the eternal creator of consciousness, the listener in the silence. So what he's saying is, he is the one who created all things, but it's a certain group of men who he talked to, watch, and protect in silence. That's why he's saying, nobody know me but the ones who are called. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that goes with what my brother's saying mm-hmm. about the pneumatic brother.
Mm-hmm.
He give all kind of signs that only those particular people or men will hear his voice and they shall respond.
You're right, brother. You see, and that's what I'm talking about. You see, when you're speaking of pneumatic brothers, you talk about Gnostic brothers
right.
that's seeking, you know, higher evolution, higher knowledge, higher education, higher wisdom. You
responding
see,
responding to that heavenly call.
Right. Right. And this is what we meant by pneumatic. You see, now we also have beast kingdom people. You see, they care nothing but the flesh. They care nothing about themselves. We see that daily. Like, we see what transpired on the everyday. We cut the television on. We see, okay, we see the debate. And we see, you know, things of the world. You know, the only thing they care about is this world.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Beast kingdom people. You see? And then we got also soul run brothers. They have one foot in the kingdom, one foot out of the kingdom.
Right.
You see? Now, these brothers, yes, they have a chance to convert and to get, you know, and to be and to come into the mind.
Right.
They yeah,
have the opportunity.
The opportunity.
Right.
Right. To come into the light and to get the higher education and understanding of you know of pneumatic things.
Right.
You know, they have the opportunity, but they on a border. They on a wall on a fence. Right. So.
Right.
So. You know, we want to try to win those brothers over
right.
and get them off the fence
right.
and get them
right.
into the higher evolution
right.
and understanding,
right.
and overstanding.
Right. And what he's saying is this, our job is to, that's why we fish for men. We
mm-hmm.
are the ones who are fishing for those ones that are on the fence. Now, I'm going to go back to the book of Gleaming
mm-hmm.
in the Colvin Bible. Now, this is going to explain those three sets of different, and that's what people don't understand is
mm-hmm.
all souls are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
That my brother just told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Beast kingdom, beast souls or animals.
Mm-hmm.
You got the soul realm and you got pneumatic realm. The soul realm, like my brother said, they on the fence. Now I'm gonna read something in the Colvin Bible, and it's in Gleaning, it's chapter 15 and 37. Now this is gonna explain all three. Now listen to this, it say, I'm at 1537 Gleaming. It say, the fools, like he just said, the
mm-hmm.
beast kingdom, he called them fools. The fools of the earth, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Who shut their eyes and complain because they stumble. The ignorance who choose to walk in darkness, and the apathetics who choose paths of ease and comfort have no knowledge of the eternal Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to read about the soul brother.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he is also heir to the guiding light who dispels them. Now, what it means by dispels is they go in all type of directions. They're on the fence. They don't know where to go here or they don't know where to go there. They're straddling in the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It say that dispels them. It say the light is his for the taking. See, they got an opportunity, like
mm-hmm.
you just said,
mm-hmm.
to grab hold.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It say, then, now look, now this talk about pneumatic right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's up right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's up, big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
it say, then there are the awakened souls.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It say, among man, it says their substance is my own nature. Look at
mm-hmm.
that. Now tell me that ain't light, brother.
That's
light,
brother.
Brother,
all
you know
right. Right.
It say they know my spirit is among man as an everlasting source of strength and refreshment to the weary and disheartened. It say they are in harmony with my spirit and therefore know me.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right. Right. And see, that's very important, what you just brung out. Now, I want to just say, if there's anybody out here listening to us and can hear what we're saying and can recollect what we're saying and want to find out more of this Gnostic talk that we're talking, and they feel that they have an unction and there's something burning inside of them, you can give us a call at 845-241-9966. And that's, again, 845-241-9966. Now, brother, you know what? That, you see, it's something else to this, too, that I want to add.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, now, Messiah said that it'll be certain people that will inherit the earth. So it gives me the scripture at Matthew 5:5, where it said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So see, Messiah was talking about a group of people
mm-hmm.
and what and how they would be. Messiah said, we should know them by their fruit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So he gives us examples,
right.
you see, of how we ought to be so that we can transition from the tail to the head.
Right.
Because he didn't say the prideful.
Right.
He didn't say,
right.
you know, the strong.
The arrogant.
Right. You know, and another scripture that comes fast my mind is Matthew 18:4, when it says, whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. Because see, again, Messiah talking about humbling. You see, and pneumatic brother, like brethren, they know to humble themselves.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
A specific group of
right.
people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
To differentiate from people of a beast kingdom that's proudful, that, you know, beat their chest. You see, Messiah wasn't talking about them.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And it shows a very distinctive difference
right.
between the two.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And these are attributes that we got to have to be able to transition from the tail to the head,
right.
you see.
Now, one thing that me and this brother here doing, now we both are like brothers, but what we're doing is we're giving you context for all three aspects of soul entities. So I'm saying he reading from scripture for yous out there who only understand scripture.
Right.
I'm reading light for those who overstand or feel an unction for something a little extra, you know, and you got questions that the scriptures don't answer. That's what I'm doing. So we combining
mm-hmm.
the two into one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the clarity I want to make between what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the game twisted. Not
right.
because he's reading just basic scripture.
Right.
He a light brother. You know
right.
what I'm saying? He giving y'all on a lower level or a lower understanding or conscious level so y'all can understand through the text of the Bible.
Right.
And then I'm adding to it.
Right.
With the light from which me and him is from.
See, that's the beautiful thing. Because, see, brother, now I can talk all light, but would they understand? Would they understand it? No. So you want to, see, I want to win them. So I have to come down to that level. I tried that before, and I got scorched. Brother, so I learned my lesson. So we, you know, now as we progress, and maybe I believe that, you know, if the audience is getting me overstanding, then I can talk. You know, I'll mix a little light in there, you know. But for now, it says, the scripture says, you don't feed the baby meat, you give the baby milk.
Right.
You
right.
see, the baby right. can't eat meat now, right. so you feed them milk a little
right.
at a time.
Right.
So, you know, it's just, again, you know, we harmonize it. We right. just harmonize
right.
it.
Right. He definitely bringing balance because,
right.
like he said, he feeding y'all milk. And I'm feeding the meat. You know what I'm saying? We working in unison. When
right.
two or three are gathered, who is in the midst?
Messiah is in the midst
Thank
of
you.
Us. And you know what, too? Now, there's things, too, that we can't do if we're going to transition from the tail to the head. Okay? And it gives me, the first thing comes to my mind is 1 Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. And it says, know ye not that unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterer, nor effeminate, nor abuser of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor robberies, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And the reason that I read that is because this is what beast kingdom people do.
Right.
You see? So Messiah is showing you that beast kingdom who do things, people that's of the beast kingdom that
right.
do this, they cannot transition from the tail to the head. So it gives you a specific, back to a specific people Messiah was talking about. You see, another difference. To differentiate for who will be able to make that transition to the tail of the head and who not,
right.
and who won't inherit this
right.
kingdom because of them not making that transition
right.
from the tail to the head because they're doing things of the world,
right.
which Gnostic brothers know to leave the world behind.
Right, right.
You see?
Because one thing about Gnostic brethren, see, we know in this reality that it is an illusion. And you know, that go back to who? Who's the master of illusion?
Satan himself.
And what's the other name beginning with Y?
Yao the Boss. Yeah. Now, see,
Yao.
Right. You see, y'all
said.
See, no, that's not. Now, see, that's light brother talk. You might not know who Yao the Boss is, but you see the balance. Satan, Yao the Boss.
Right.
You know, to
right.
bring balance to the show
right.
so you can get the understanding of what I'm saying.
Right.
So, you know.
So let me read this right here
mm-hmm.
to explain how light, brother, we can see through illusion.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And this back in Gleaming, chapter 15, verse 36,
mm-hmm.
it say, few are they who can conceive of me. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Only light, brother. There's only a few of us.
Mm-hmm.
It say, me as I really am, the unborn, and uncreated. That's what it says about Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other light bulbs that come down, they unborn, they said that about Melchizedek, unborn, uncreated, because they are from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It say, beginningless and without end. It says, Lord of all the spheres. It says, those few who can conceive me as I am are awakened spirits, freed from the mortal delusion. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like what our brother was saying.
Mm-hmm.
We see the delusion and illusion, this matrix that we live in, and we can see through the wicked deeds of Yaldabaoth and all his cronies,
mm-hmm.
the Archon. So that's what my brother was talking about.
Right, and see, and this is what the world is mostly based on. You see, the world is based everything on worldly things. which extend from the archon,
right.
you
right.
see, and they don't see that,
right.
you see. So they won't be able to make this transition from the tail to the head.
Right.
Sorry to say,
right.
two-thirds of our nation
right.
won't make this transition.
Right.
And because they won't make this transition, then they won't be the head.
Right.
You see, the scriptures, well, we know that the pseudepigraphal books say they will have to start all over.
Right.
6,000 to 12,000 years of, you know, making that transition
right.
all over again.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? All because they would not make this transition.
Right.
You know, they would not accept the truth or the life, or they would not get the understanding of, you know, the higher evolution. You see?
Right, right.
So and this is where most of our nation is at
right.
this present time.
Right.
You see, we look back to the debate. You know, I had got several phone calls from people. Did you watch the debate?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch? Did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Biden said?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what Trump said?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
That clown.
That is a clown show. Like you said, brother, it's a clown show.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see where their minds and hearts at?
Right.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. So how can you ever make a transition if your mind is always focused
right. Right.
on the worldly things that's occurring?
Right. The senses of the world.
Right.
What he's saying is your senses keep you attached to this world, and they restrict you and prohibit you from seeing the true reality, true
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what I was reading that it was very interesting, and I was reading in the Keys of Enoch. If you don't know that, that's a pseudepigraphal book. And it was just explaining how, like brother, pneumatic brother, how we get information from Messiah, the Heavenly Father, the Shekinah, and also we get from, which is the hierarchy, how they send down waves of color and sounds, and we pick this up. Pneumatic brothers pick this up. Like this is an RNA and DNA. We pick this up. But I got to thinking, brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rubbing my beard. And guess what came to my head?
Wow.
Now, this ain't even in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
But your beard, your hair on your head are antennas.
Mm-hmm.
Antennas that pick up with the hierarchy sounds and frequency that goes into our pineal gland that give us the understanding what they are saying to us.
Right.
You see, just, you know, I don't mean to go so heavy and so deep, but I'm just saying for pneumatic brothers, you see what I'm saying? It's a blessing because we're getting blessed by Messiah, the Heavenly Father, the Shekinah,
mm-hmm.
and also Mount Chesedek, the hierarchy,
mm-hmm.
you know, which extends to Metatron and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
Raphael and
right.
Gabriel. You know, they send us messages just like now. We're doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this program.
Mm-hmm.
These are messages that were sent
mm-hmm.
from them for us
right.
to do this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And that's just the important. It goes back to what I'm trying to say. The point that I'm trying to bring out is transitioning. Transitioning from, you know, from the tail to the head.
Mm-hmm.
It takes, it's just not something you just do. It comes with extended things that we must do
mm-hmm.
as pneumatic brothers or soul rim brothers
mm-hmm.
that's trying to come into nomadic
mm-hmm.
higher overstanding.
Mm-hmm.
These are the steps that we must take to transition from the tail to the head.
Right.
You see?
Now, what my brother was saying, I'm going to make it a little more clear. What he was saying for us, the antennas and the hair on your head is, what he's saying is this. The hairs on your head and on your beard, they tuning forks.
Right.
And you know what tuning forks are, right? They are, they can go to many different levels, vibrations, sounds, and frequencies. So I'm saying, and also your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
It receives pictograms,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Pictures. You know, which is the original language. Because before, you didn't have verbal, you had pictograms. That's why the third eye can receive that.
Mm-hmm.
So between the pictograms, the colors, and the vibrations, those tuning forks all over your body, they pick up those sounds and frequencies from the upper eons, and that's how we receive messages. mm-hmm. from the upper eons that is not words, but are vibrations and sounds.
Mm-hmm. You see, brother, and again, I want to let you know, if anybody out here can hear us and could get some understanding of what we're talking about, please feel free to give us a call at 845-241-9966. Now, see, brother, see, when you're talking about pictograms, and I understand what you're talking about. You see, I understand, but do they understand what you're talking about? You see, and that's why I kind of, you know, it's good that you bring this out, but I kind of, you know, go back into Bible verses
right.
where they can
right.
get a little bit more understanding.
Right.
You see, because you're talking heavy things. I understand it, but do our audience understand it? You see, brother,
right. Right.
So I'm glad we had this balance that the Heavenly
right.
Father
right.
give, you know,
right.
give us the balance and the understanding that we must be balanced in anything we do.
Right.
You know, it's a blessing,
right.
You know, that we have this balance and that we're doing what we do.
And what you're doing basically is, brother,
mm-hmm.
well, okay. Now, like I said, we're talking in two different contexts, but we're saying
right.
the same thing.
That's right.
How people think about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's saying, what my brother's saying in a nutshell is this. From the, you going from the tail to the head, and people from the head are going back to the tail. You know what I'm saying? Like the scripture say, it say, I seen kings or judges walking beside, it said, I seen servants riding horses and
mm-hmm.
judges and kings walking beside.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what my brother is telling you is this. You are heirs, and right now you're walking on the ground, and you got servants riding the horses. So he's telling you that you're about to become back the heir from whence you were from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's prophecy. It's got to happen. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's with no question about it. You know, things like this is something that it's the Heavenly Father has already written it.
Mm-hmm.
So it must come to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's up to us to believe it.
Right.
That's where that's where the rubber crossed the
right.
road.
Right.
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
believe what he's telling us?
Right. You mm-hmm. have faith.
You have faith.
To believe what his word said. Because like my brother saying, his word is written and decreed and it shall not return void.
Right. And you know what was interesting too, I found this week, Brother Yaquam sent us a video. Or was that you, the little girl? That was you.
Well, he did too.
He did too, right. Both of y'all.
Him and the brother.
Right.
The
brother. Both of y'all sent us these interesting videos. And I mean, they were interesting. You know, now, the one with this little girl, you know, prophesying, you know, that really struck me, you know, because, you know, at Acts 2:17, it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visitors, and your old men shall dream.
Mm.
So this little girl brought out a dream that was so prophetic that she was showing how she even mentioned Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci,
mm-hmm.
how they was going to implement the vaccination
right.
of the whole world.
Right.
And she was saying how the children was going to be taken away,
right.
enter into the heavens,
right.
and to be protected for what they're about to do.
Now, when he said children, he's talking about all the chosen people.
Right.
The elect.
Right.
The eternal Heavenly Father is going to snatch them up.
Right.
To try to force this vaccine on the people.
Mm-hmm. And see, our nation, Hebrew Israelites, that the Heavenly Father, children, he's going to snatch them out of this
and
reality.
Tell them how she said they left.
Oh yeah, like lightning. Yeah.
They what?
She said lightning.
And what did Christmas say? We're leaving what?
We're gonna leave in a twinkling of an eye. Lightning. So see, this little girl prophesied in this time. You know, that's no coincidence.
Right.
The Heavenly Father is showing us we in that harvesting time, the end time.
Right.
That's why this little girl was prophesying like that, you
right.
know. And it's just amazing for especially for Light Brother.
Right.
It's giving us more confirmation. More
right.
confirmation that we are about to be restored, you know,
right.
which all Light Brother look forward to, you know. So, I mean, it is a lot of things that's taking place in this reality that we're literally seeing in front of our eyes that, you know, as Light Brother, we must continue to stay awoke. And I like what Light Brother, we keep barking,
right.
barking dogs.
Right.
So, you know, brother, it's a blessing. And once again, for all our listeners, is anybody out there, you can please give us a call at 845-241-9966. You know, if you feel as though you can recollect what we're talking about and you want to know more about it, you know, you can give us a call, or you can even reach us at the Upper Room. Israelite.com, you know, and feel free to join our ministries if that's something that your spirit and your soul is calling you to do. And I'm talking about pneumatic brothers,
right.
people that, you know, really, you know, what we like to see, lively stones that want to really participate and serve the Heavenly Father, Messiah, and give it, you know, give them their all, you know, not somebody that just come in the room and then leave out and come back. But, you know, anyway, getting back to, you know, transitioning from the tail to the head, you know, it's very, you know, people look at that and say, you know, oh, I'm a just trans. But you see, there's steps in between that, brother. You see, there's things that we must do to be able to transition from the tail to the head. You just don't, that's it.
Right.
You know, there's different steps that you take to transition, you know, and again, we're talking about, you know, pneumatic, Gnostic, and maybe soul realm, you know, brethren that's want to make that transition that we're talking about. And, you know, another thing, you know, brother, I was thinking about too, you know, this, you know, when you're talking about, you know, going from the tail to the head, we've been down for so long.
Right.
Our nation be down for so long that sometimes they can't process what we're saying. You see, it's like, oh, man, that, you're talking fairy tale. You know?
Yeah.
But the Heavenly Father
yeah.
told us
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
They'll say we're talking fairy. No, we're not talking fairy tale.
Right.
I can prove it. Here's the scriptures that say we're going to do these things.
Right.
You know, the Heavenly Father, once he say it, is already done.
Right.
You know, now it's just a matter of time when he's ready for it to happen.
Right.
You know, but when we speak to our nation, being done, and I get it. We've been kicked down. We've been beat. You know, they're killing us constantly.
Right.
And it's almost they see no light
right.
behind it. But
right.
there is.
Right.
And it's coming.
Right.
You know, it's coming, brother.
Right. So my brother, he is saying, you know, he's basically telling you is, like I said earlier, you are the heir to divine eternal life. And like it say in John 4:24, let me read that. John 4:24. It says the eternal Heavenly Father is a spirit. And it's talking to Light Brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go to the Colvin Bible,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to read out of Gleaning 15:46. It say, man is the heir of divinity,
mm-hmm.
meaning of spiritual things, and the role of divinity is spiritual. It say, man cannot become spiritual except through his, not, wait a minute, man cannot become spiritual except through his, wait a minute, I'm reading this wrong. It's a man cannot become spiritual except through his own efforts and strivings. It say he cannot achieve it by being led by the hand or through fear of punishment. It said nor by greed through exceptions of worldly things or of reward. It say he who enters into the heritage of divinity will be no weakling. He will be trodden. Yeah, he will have trodden a hard and stony path. Oh mm-hmm. man, and that's mm-hmm. and that's the truth.
Right.
Because it goes back to what we talked before when we read in the Covenant Bible when God said, "Well, can you make our journey easy?"
Right.
And the eternal Heavenly Father said, "No, it's going to be a hard, rocky road."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we go through. Right? Well, look at the Israelites' life.
Mm-hmm.
Look what we've been through.
Right.
Now you tell me this ain't been a hard, rocky road.
Right. And if you think about it, we don't even know how many circuits we've been through.
Right. Right.
You see,
right.
we, you know, we've been through a lot of circuits. The pseudepigraphy from books tell us that.
Right.
You see.
Right.
But we know that this time it's the last one.
Right.
You
right.
see, for right. pneumatic brothers.
Right.
You see, for light brothers,
right.
this is the last circuit.
Right.
You know that we're gonna go through.
Right.
You know, and we can show you by the scriptures and things that show us that this is it.
Right.
You know, this is the end. See. It's got to end sometime. It can't continue
right.
to be bad and
right.
go on forever.
And like my brother mm-hmm. said, for you who don't, those who don't believe in reincarnation,
right?
Like he said,
right?
John the Baptist and Elijah was reincarnated through who? John the Baptist. When they asked him, well, you said that Elijah was going to prophesy your coming. What Messiah told him? He said, Messiah did prophesy. I mean, Elijah did prophesy my coming. Elijah was John the Baptist,
mm-hmm.
reincarnation, like my brother just said.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times you've been back here.
Right. And that's the one thing about our nation. See, we not only been brainwashed, we've been lied to,
right.
we've been through so much
right.
that we stripped down to the bone.
The rocky road.
Right. So So the Heavenly Father and Messiah have to give us mercy,
right?
Because they
grace.
Know and
right.
grace,
because
right. they know what we've been through.
Right.
That's the most beautiful thing about this whole
right.
thing.
Right.
That the Heavenly Forefather know that what we've been through. He know that we've been stripped.
Right.
He know that we've been through the ringer.
Right.
He know that we've been lied
right.
to. We've been beat and
right.
still being killed
right.
today.
Right, right, right. And that show they show you that on TV all the time.
Right.
That the true heirs of the kingdom and all the movies they show you. They go down that great rocky path. And then in the end of the movie, what happened to that heir? He get restored.
Right.
And that's the same thing what's happening to us.
Right. And we all, our nation, the 12 tribes of Israel, pneumatic, we look forward to our restoration.
Yes, we do.
You know, we think about it every day. I don't think it's like another brother that thinks about that don't think about the restoration that's coming,
yes.
you know, because, you know, we done been through so much, you know, and at some point, you know, you said to yourself, okay, enough is enough,
mm-hmm.
but the Heavenly Father know when enough is enough.
He gave us enough
right.
measure and weight
right.
to endure until the end.
Right, and we shall endure, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Messiah has guaranteed that because as the scripture said, Messiah has already won the race for
yes.
us, you know.
Yes.
So all we doing is following through,
right?
You know,
right.
and to the time we storing up, you know, we continue to, you know, preach the gospel and you know, and continue to minister to men, fish for men.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we doing this to the very last
yes.
end. Second,
yes,
you know,
and like my brother said, when you pray and ask for things, know that it is already done
mm-hmm.
because the victory has already been given unto you.
And I can testify that because I've seen the victory this week when the Heavenly Father and Messiah let my son loose. I've seen the victory. But anyway, this is going to conclude.
Man, so fast.
Yeah, go fast. This is going to conclude our show, and we really appreciate, you know, you listeners, And we always just want to give thanks to the Heavenly Father, our earthly mother, Messiah, for giving us the wherewithal to be able to do another show like this. And we pray that the Heavenly Father do deliver us from this king, from this wicked reality. So if it's in his will, we'll be back next week to do it again. Until then, I want to say peace be unto you. Shalom.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And I'm Rodolph Bay Israel.
Peace be unto you.
Shalom.
Shalom.